Are your kids looking for something new to read? Are you a middle grade fiction writer? Do you write memoir? Are you looking for an agent? If you answered yes to any of these questions, today's episode is for you. Welcome to the Unlocked Creative. Has it been on your heart to write and self-publish a book? It's simpler than you think to become a published author. Hi, I'm Siobhan, and after decades of having a first draft, I finally decided to take my power back and bring my book to life. In less than 3 months, I was able to self-publish my first book, and my mission is to help you to do the same. In this podcast, you'll learn how to start writing, find time to write, get unstuck and find motivation, learn the complete process of writing a book, uncover your unique story and who you're writing for, self-publish and market your first book. You can do anything with your God-led creativity. If you are ready to step into unlocking your own potential in your life, you are in the right place. I'm your girl. Grab your cat, your coffee, and turn on your computer. Let's write. I have some great news for you if you're a middle grade fiction reader or writer. Today I'm doing a review of a book. I also have some news about where I'm up to with the memoir. So if you are a memoir writer or you're looking for an agent, settle in. But first, the review. Over the Mountains and Through the Desert is the third book in the middle grade fantasy series, Seven Werewithal Way. It is an emotionally rich, surprising, mystical read. From the moment I started reading this book, I felt like I was a part of the magical realms which author Samantha Ellen Bound has so deftly created. Bound interweaves Japanese and Greek folklore with our present day. Where else do you get to meet a human fish, a gender-neutral fawn, and Pan himself? These are only three of the magical creatures Bound introduces, of course. Celeste and her sister Esme, both humans, are summoned to the realm of mountains with their cousin Ferd to explain their role in the rebellion. Bound explores the theme of trust with tricky characters like Pan, who Celeste must work with through uninviting terrain and its ensuing dangers. Bound cleverly asks, who is trustworthy and who is not? At first I thought, since Celeste was surrounded by quite a few characters, Pan, Logan, Ferd, Esme, and a fox-like creature to boot, but not a fox, they would easily save the Guardian and find the Hagstone. But the mounting struggles along the way, all unexpected, in various magical forms and locations, kept me at the edge of my seat. I kept thinking the fight was over, only to be pulled deeper emotionally once more. In the realm of desert, an outpost is not quite what it once was. Celeste faces a deadly creature, but she's not without friends. She is, however, without family. Friends and family are the reason Celeste leaves the safe house. So, Bound's question then becomes, not just can I trust myself, but when tempted to destroy, can I choose something else? Can I trust myself to do that? Celeste alone must figure out how best to use the power she's been given. I really liked the way that Bound captures the importance of parental relationships in an adult way. The kids really are at the center of the story, realizing their own agency and power and the choices they must make in how to use it. I will most remember Pan's advice to Celeste about grief. It drives Celeste's ultimate decision, but I won't ruin it for you. Although I liked the variety of mythology, changing locations and characters, one drawback was that I wanted more time with each, but maybe that's just how Celeste felt too. This book will most resonate with anyone who has ever wondered who their friends are and struggled with the decisions that come from even a hint of personal power. Thanks to Affirm Press for providing me with a copy. To grab yourself a copy of Seven Werewithal Way, check the show notes. Go to your local bookshop or online at the usual places, including Booktopia and Amazon. You can find out more about author Samantha Ellen Bound at SamanthaEllenBound.com. Okay, all you memoir writers, it's been a little while since I updated you on the memoir. I think where I left you was in the edits. That was many months ago now. A list of agents. That's what I've developed. Agents who are looking for memoir. So I created a 3-minute verbal pitch of the book as part of the Australian Society of Authors virtual literary speed dating event. So that happens on 2 or more occasions each year. Check out their website for more information about that. So I did that for 2 small publishers and 1 agent. Neither of the publishers were interested, but the agent asked for the first 50 pages of my manuscript. I was delighted. Unfortunately, it was not a fit for them. And as we know, there can be many reasons for this. So I continue. I continue to search for representation from an agent. In Australia, there aren't very many, far fewer than in the US. So I'm starting in Australia and then with a view to going abroad. With what, you might ask? With whatever the agent who is actually searching for memoir wants me to provide in their submission guidelines. So one agent might want a query letter and nothing else. Another agent might want a full book proposal. That's more common for non-fiction. So I prepare the material I need, I tailor the material to the agent, again, the relevant agent who is open to submissions and looking for memoir. That's what I'm doing right now, and I'll keep you updated. If you are searching for agents or want to ask me a question, feel free to follow me on Instagram at @unlocked_creative and send me a DM. I love hearing from you. So if you have a question you want me to answer live on the show about writing and self-publishing, go to theunlockedcreative.com/podcast and click the orange button there to leave a voice memo. I can edit out any ums or coughs, so please just let go of perfection and go for it. I hope you got value out of today's show, and if you did, please leave a 5-star rating and a glowing review on Apple Podcasts. Till next time, take care.